If you were to close your eyes right now, what would you see of that terrible, horrific night? How did you feel as a mother, as a wife?
When I close my eyes, I see it happen over and over again. It just plays on a loop in my mind all the time. And I imagine what I could have done differently. I don't believe in a world where things are meant to be. I believe that we are responsible for our own actions. And within that world, is there any room for forgiveness? I mean, can we be forgiven for our terrible mistakes? And can we forgive other people who have hurt us? It's a mighty challenge. Or do we just force ourselves to forgive in some passion and move on?
Title card, Grand Fallon presents. Dr. Veronica Simon looks into a small bathroom mirror as she applies lipstick.
Honey, can you help me find my new tie, please? The gold one?
Sure, honey.
Title card, Indiscretion.
Got it.
She grabs the tie and exits the bathroom.
Mom, what time are we leaving?
Now, honey, why aren't you dressed?
She brings the tie to her husband, Councilman Jake Simon, who talks on the phone.
A full week in Baton Rouge?
She drapes the tie around him.
Is that really necessary? And his endorsement?
They listen to the phone together.
Okay, then we'll do what we have to. All right, thanks, Neil.
So?
Well, apparently the governor is still on the fence.
I'll just have my dad talk to him again.
At least I can count on your vote.
Oh, I don't know. The election's still a little ways away.
Hey, now.
Mom, I need earrings. Where are the big ones?
Lizzie, what are you wearing?
It's a cocktail dress.
Oh, hell no.
Come on, it's what everyone wears.
You are a politician's daughter, and you have to think more elegant, sweetheart, and longer and higher.
Yeah, much longer.
You two are so boring. I never get to do anything fun.
Love you.
Love you more.
I guess we're boring.
I'm okay with that. I'm just not okay with that.
Jake points after Lizzie. Exterior, the sun sets on the city of New Orleans. Far below, the city pulses with life, sweeping shots of the city's buildings and streets.
You two have one question apiece, that's it.
The car doors opened for Jake, who turns and helps his wife Veronica out of the car. Veronica smiles.
Councilman Simon, you've been very vocal in your support of gun control. Are you afraid of disenfranchising your base?
No, I'm not worried because I believe what I say and I think folks appreciate a man who speaks from the heart.
This has been a highly contested Senate race. How do you plan to sway undecided voters?
Well, I have a secret weapon, these two lovely ladies right here.
My husband is the most qualified candidate. He has served the people of this city for 8 years on the council. He's a successful attorney with countless hours of public service, and he's a great father and husband, although I may be a little biased on that last point.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Councilman, what about the rumors of the alleged affair? Could this be contributing to your slump in the polls?
Internet gossip has nothing to do with my husband's platform and the real change he will bring to this state as Senator of Louisiana. All right, now, if you'll excuse us, our family is here to support the local arts community and this wonderful cause tonight, so...
She looks to her husband.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
So
thank
there
you.
We have his position on gun control, his unchanged, not really addressing the rumors of an affair other than really letting his wife speak for him this evening. We are here live in New Orleans, in the Warehouse District. Now back to you.
Jake and Veronica talk to Jake's assistant, Neil.
They just blindsided us. I mean, at least give us a heads up. Our daughter's here. Do you know how she must feel?
I'm really sorry, Veronica. Ronnie, go easy on Ronnie. Neil can't control everything, okay? Come on, let's go have some fun, all right?
They walk through the art gallery.
Hey, nice to see you. Beautiful in here, doesn't it?
Yeah. Those guys alone are worth half a million to the campaign. Where? Politics and prostitution, one and the same.
Hi, you made your bed, Senator.
Hello, sexy and husband.
Wow, Harper, you look stunning.
Flattery will get you everywhere and everything.
Okay, all right. Well, Veronica's right. You gotta do this. Okay, I guess I gotta go prostitute myself. I can.
Jake leaves. Veronica blows him a kiss. Harper and Veronica stand together.
Look at all these doable guys.
Harper, if you were my patient, I would have you committed for sex addiction.
Sign me up.
They scan the crowd.
How about that one? I wonder how much he costs.
She points toward Victor.
I bet that guy gets whatever he wants.
Oh, yeah. Oh. It's one of my former patients. He used to come to the VA programs that I volunteer for.
Veronica locks eyes with Victor. He's young and handsome.
Veronica?
Yeah?
You look like you need a drink.
I certainly do. Oh.
Veronica sits for an interview against an all-black background.
There is no easy way to begin this interview, so let's just jump in. Now, your husband, he never admitted to having an affair, yet the rumors continue to circulate. How did that make you feel?
I think one of the worst feelings in the world is when you feel deep down that maybe you are actually lying to yourself, you know, and telling yourself that everything is okay and that your husband still loves you just as he always did and that he still wants you. And I don't know, I guess I felt like a little bit like a failure as a woman, that I didn't have it anymore, whatever that would be, that...
Interior art gallery. People mingle and socialize. Veronica walks alone. She eyes her daughter Lizzie from afar. Lizzie waves. Veronica waves back. She sees her husband laughing with Neil. She turns her gaze, hurt. Veronica approaches an art piece with a woman's face on a screen and is immediately transfixed. As she gets closer, she sees the face is blank, without emotion. Veronica can't look away.
My mother.
Victor startles her.
Excuse me?
Video image, it's my mother.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Wow, she's beautiful.
Thank you.
They circle the art.
This is very haunting. I like it.
My work explores the curse of memory. The inability to let go of the past. They use recycled materials, mannequins, TVs, old car parts. I mean, anything that people throw away. The way we show, we can't appreciate what you have until it's gone.
Can't or won't?
You know, I don't always get what I want.
Oh my God, you heard that. Oh, that's terrible.
So how do you know Doc Harper?
Oh, she's my best friend and colleague. We share an office together.
Don't get me wrong, I appreciate aggressive women, but I don't think there's anything wrong with sweeping a woman off her feet. I mean, call me old-fashioned, but I do miss chivalry.
A spark between them.
Well, hello, old-fashioned. I'm Veronica.
I'm Victor.
Victor is one of a kind. I'm Rebecca. I'm with the gallery. Are you interested in acquiring Victor's piece?
Maybe.
Just give me a call and we'll figure something out. But don't think about it too long. Victor's going to be the next big thing. I just know it.
So it would seem.
Do you mind if I stole Victor away for a second? I just have to introduce him to a few more people.
That'd be my guest. Bye, Victor. Good luck with the show.
Veronica is left alone with her thoughts. She's flustered. Interior bedroom, night. Veronica peeks her head into the bedroom seductively. Jake's busy reading a tablet. She saunters over and crawls into bed next to Jake. She tries to get his attention.
Hello.
She puts one arm behind him and removes his glasses.
Honey, what are you doing?
I'm trying to seduce my husband.
She kisses him.
Honey, I need to finish evaluating this report.
Jake begins to turn away.
Even you need to take a break sometimes. Relax. Don't answer that, please.
Jake eyes his phone, conflicted. He picks it up.
I gotta take this. It could be important.
Jake answers the phone.
Yes, Neil.
Okay, hold on. Let me look for it. I don't have it. It's in my office. I'll be right back.
Jake gets up from the bed and exits.
Yeah, no, I read that. I haven't finished it yet. But
Veronica sinks back into bed, alone. Exterior, daytime, Simon driveway.
It's a long time.
Quit worrying. You're always worrying too much.
And you don't mind dropping Lizzie off at Ellie's on the way there?
Well, that's the least I could do. After I'm senator, I'll have even less time to spend with her.
Love you, Mom.
Love you more.
She kisses her daughter.
All right, I'll pick you up Monday, okay?
Sure thing.
Jake reads something on his phone, obviously concerned.
Oh. So, knock him dead, Senator.
Don't I always? All right, give me a kiss.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you. Remember, if you need me to come down, just call.
She walks back to the house. Veronica stands on the porch and watches her family drive away. She waves them goodbye. Interior office building. A young boy colors at a small desk.
I don't know what to do anymore. Danny is still having terrible rages. He won't get out of bed unless I force him to. Last week, he hit his sister.
There are certain triggers and cues that provoke different behavioral responses. It's important for you to know the difference between those that are going to bring about an outburst and those that are going to calm him down. That's what we're going to work on in next week's session.
Thank you, Dr. Simon. You're a lifesaver.
Danny's mom looks toward Danny.
Danny, you ready?
Danny nods.
Bye, Danny. See you next week.
Danny's mom leads the boy out of Veronica's office. Veronica picks up Danny's drawing, briefly glances at it, and sets it back down. She contemplates something. Interior, art gallery.
Hi.
Hi.
I called about the sculpture.
Yes, of course. I'm so glad to see you again. Victor is actually here right now. I told him you were coming. He offered to help load the sculpture into your car, if you'd like.
How nice of him. Well, I'll just go back and say hi.
Perfect. I'll just get the paperwork ready for you.
Terrific. Thank you.
Fits.
Victor closes Veronica's car trunk.
I think you're all set.
So how do you know when a piece is finished?
Don't. You know, I mean, it's never really finished. You just keep working on it until you feel like you gotta let it go. I don't know, maybe like sending a kid off to college or something. It's bittersweet.
Well, don't worry. I'll take good care of your baby.
Well, I have no doubt about that.
So my friend and I were supposed to go try out this new restaurant tonight, but she just bailed on me. Are you hungry?
How can I refuse my benefactor?
Veronica sits for an interview.
There are some times when I remember my college days, how it felt to be anonymous. You know, how it felt to be kooky and crazy and do nutso things. And, you know, how it would be to, if I wasn't, you know, I would fantasize, well, if I wasn't standing at his side, would people even recognize me in a crowd? Like, could I do something silly? I don't know. I can't really explain it, but there is a wish for anonymity once you have celebrity. It seems so freeing.
So are you in politics as well?
Interior restaurant.
Once upon a time, I had really big plans and I was going to change the world. But then I had a baby and all of a sudden it didn't seem so urgent. So I kept my practice because I could make my own hours. And, you know, I keep a hand in politics by, you know, helping my husband with his political career.
So why'd you become a psychiatrist?
I guess because my parents were crazy.
So the same reason that people become artists.
Veronica and Victor sit close to one another.
Yeah. That's why I really appreciate working with children, because they're so much more honest and direct with their emotions.
So like me. I never lie.
Veronica looks down.
Well, that's very admirable of you. Although I do find in my line of work that sometimes honesty is not the best policy.
See, you are a politician.
No, let me give you, an example, okay?
Bring it on.
Say two people are getting a divorce because of infidelity. Now, if you tell the child the real reason, it risks damaging their perception of relationships forever.
Veronica pauses.
Or do not tell them, but then you risk the child thinking it was their fault that the marriage came to an end.
I never really thought about that. But it's pretty cool how your work directly affects people.
Yeah, well, I always wished I was more artistic.
Come on, that's all about being in the moment. I mean, just being present and letting yourself go. I mean, at least at some point, you just let yourself go, right?
Victor smiles.
I'm racking my brain. I don't think so. I mean, I'm a politician's wife. You know, everything has got to be pretty buttoned down, pretty controlled.
A moment passes between them.
All right, well, it must be kind of strange having these kids tell you things they won't tell their parents. I mean, all of their deepest, darkest secrets they share with you.
Yeah, but that's the key to beginning to heal. You know, I feel honored that they trust me. I'm really good at keeping secrets.
Hey, so I can trust you?
Of course.
Even though I'm not a patient or a small child.
Absolutely.
Veronica looks down.
So what's a guy like you doing alone on a Friday night in this city with the most beautiful girls in the world?
Victor thinks.
Girls my age don't really have any life experience other than throwing up on Bourbon Street. What about you? Husband working late?
He's out of town. Political trip.
And your kid?
Out of friends.
So I'm alone.
So it would seem.
Veronica smiles.
And you're alone.
Victor slyly smiles.
You got a dirty mind, Veronica. I'm just talking about another bar.
Exterior, New Orleans streets. Veronica and Victor stroll downtown together. Talking, flirting, enjoying each other's company. They dance together in the streets to a local band before moving on to a different bar. Victor opens the door for Veronica. A bartender kisses Veronica's hand. They move to the dance floor. Victor smokes a cigarette as they dance. The sexual tension builds between them. Their dancing becomes more passionate, more erotic. Victor suddenly grabs Veronica, pulls her close, and kisses her. She kisses him back, hard. Interior, Victor's workshop. Victor and Veronica kiss, standing up, pressed against his glass door. Victor turns Veronica around, removes her jacket, and starts kissing her neck. Veronica leads Victor to his bed, where Veronica straddles Victor. Victor flips Veronica over so he's on top, and then removes his shirt, revealing tattoos. They resume kissing and begin to grind on each other. Veronica is on top now, and she unbuckles Victor's pants. Under the sheets, Victor and Veronica have sex. Veronica moans ecstatically. Interior, Victor's workshop. Victor snaps a picture of a sleeping Veronica, which awakens her. He removes a cigarette from his mouth and snaps another.
Where did you find this? I thought they didn't make these anymore.
Veronica grabs the camera.
Just had it laying around. Something more authentic about it, don't you think? The finality of each picture.
He takes it back and snaps another picture. Victor and Veronica kiss.
You take as many as you want. Just as long as you know I'm deleting all of them afterwards.
There's no delete on a Polaroid.
I got one here.
They kiss again. Victor sits up and Veronica kisses his body as he takes more pictures. She unbuckles his pants. They stare at each other a moment and then kiss again. He snaps a photo while they embrace. He drops the camera as the two start having sex. Interior, Victor's workshop. Veronica and Victor lay together as Veronica burns the Polaroid pictures over an open flame. Exterior, daytime, Victor's workshop. Veronica exits the workshop, closes the door, and quietly hurries away. Exterior, ranch, daytime. Veronica's father gives horseback riding lessons to a young boy.
All right, trot your horse. Nice trot. Respond to that horse by letting him go. One more time. Keep going. Loosen up. Canter. Get that right lead. That's good. All right, stop your horse. Whoa. Nice.
Veronica watches from the side of a wooden fence.
An animal will only let us control them when they want us to. Step down, good lesson.
Her father spots Veronica.
Morning, darling.
Morning, Daddy.
Her father walks over.
It's beautiful.
Not nearly as pretty as you, though.
They hug.
So, did you talk to the governor about Jake?
The governor always takes my calls, you know that.
I do.
Veronica nods.
And?
He said he would lend us support if Jake does well this week. Are you going to be there to back him up?
Actually, Jake thought it was for the best if I sat this one out. You know, old boys club, they just think of me as the wife.
That's bullshit. You'd make a great politician, and you wouldn't be behind in the polls like Jake is.
He's going to be fine. He knows the script.
When your mama died, I tried to do everything I could to keep you safe. Now I'm worried. I spent so much time protecting you, I didn't teach you how to enjoy life.
What do you mean?
I believed in Jake when you first met him. Y'all got married. I saw something in him. But now I'm not so sure. I just want my little girl to be happy. Because win or lose, your life's going to change after this election.
Interior, Veronica's car. Veronica drives alone. She sighs and shakes her head. She sees it's Jake calling. Veronica takes a deep breath and answers it.
Hi, honey.
Hey, sweetheart.
Is the governor receptive to your proposal? What did he say?
More than I expected. Honey, he's giving us his full support. Even invited me on his annual hunting trip with some campaign finance big shots. I mean, it doesn't get bigger than that.
Wow, that's great. That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you. Couldn't have done it without you, sweetie.
That's sweet. How are you holding up?
Good. Just, a little exhausted.
Jake rubs his head.
I missed my girls. You know, we should plan a getaway after the election is over. Get away from all the phones and the work and responsibilities and just to be together as a family. What do you say?
I'd love that.
How was your weekend alone? You, blasting Bob Seger and dancing in your underwear?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. Right now, in fact.
I know it.
Well, I'm actually driving in my underwear, but... Oh, honey, I'm sorry. Somebody's calling. It might be a patient.
No problem. I love you.
I love you, too.
She answers the phone.
Dr. Simon.
Hello, Dr. Simon.
Victor.
Oh, you haven't forgotten about me yet.
How'd you get this number?
Look, you told me you wanted to be more creative, right? So I got a place that'll inspire you.
I don't know.
Just bring your camera and you won't be disappointed.
I really shouldn't.
Come on, you'll love it. Trust me. I'm gonna show you the heart of New Orleans.
When you put it that way. Okay, where do I meet you?
Interior, warehouse. Victor opens a garage door and Veronica and Victor step inside.
Welcome.
The warehouse holds an assortment of old parade floats.
Pretty awesome, right?
So cool.
And you've never been to a crew den before?
No, all these years going to the parades. Never once.
My mom used to bring me to different dens when I was a kid. I mean, run around. The artists do their thing.
Wow.
It was all paper mache back then. Now it's mostly styrofoam. That way it keeps it lighter, you know?
Amazing images everywhere.
Yeah, nothing is off limits.
Veronica snaps a picture.
Such a magical place.
Victor and Veronica examine the parade floats. They're strangely beautiful.
Veronica? Where'd you disappear to?
Victor grows concerned.
Come out, wherever you are! Veronica?
His worry continues to grow.
Very funny, come out. Veronica, where'd you go?
He starts moving faster. The floats become more haunting.
Veronica! Seriously, Veronica!
He grabs her neck.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry, I didn't...
What are you doing? What's the matter with you?
Why'd you scare me like that?
It was a joke. I thought it would be funny. Jesus.
Veronica storms off.
I'm really sorry. Look, it was just my training. Look, it just kicked in. I'm sorry.
Look, it's a mistake. I should go.
It's not a mistake, all right? Please don't go. Please.
Victor kisses her. She softens and the kissing becomes more intense. Victor removes his jacket. He lifts her up and she wraps her legs around him. The eyes of the parade float watch them. Interior, suburban home, evening. Four teens, including Lizzie, light a joint and smoke it. Josh passes it to a friend, Pete, who also takes a long drag.
Hey, can we sell more of your dad's booze?
Sure.
Let's go.
Josh and Pete get up to find more alcohol. They hand the joint to Lizzie, who immediately passes it off to her friend, Ellie.
So, what do you think about Pete?
Lizzie looks over at Pete.
Wait, are you trying to hook me up with that guy?
Come on, he's like so cute.
Ellie, you know I'm into Josh. I don't want to hook up with this weird friend.
Just relax, Lizzie. Live a little.
Ellie hands Lizzie the joint. Lizzie grabs it and takes a drag. She coughs instantly.
One more surprise.
Interior, Victor's workshop.
Oh, Victor.
A romantic candlelit dinner awaits them. Veronica looks surprised.
It's very sweet, but we need to talk.
I mean, I love ballet, but it's too structured, you know? They never let me improvise at all.
Lizzie talks with Pete. He hands her a drink.
What's in it?
Just schnapps and 7-Up.
Lizzie takes a sip.
It's sweet.
I can tell you're a virgin.
Excuse me?
I can smell it on you. I've got a nose for these things.
You don't even know me.
Sure I do. You're the kind of girl who's always got to prove something. Like, I bet you'll wait till you're out of college just to have sex. And every time you feel like a weirdo because of it to your friends, you just get angry and start judging them.
Wow, you're a real charmer. Is that how you get all the girls?
I haven't failed yet.
Lizzie scoffs.
So, did your dad really have an affair or what?
Lizzie storms off.
Where are you going?
Home.
Interior, Victor's workshop.
I'm saying that I can't do this anymore. I'm sorry. But I hope you know that we can still be friends, okay?
Be friends, you go back to your life, and I just... None of this ever happened.
Look, I've had a wonderful time with you, but I have to focus on what's important now.
What's important?
You know what I mean, my family. I have responsibilities that I've been pretending don't exist.
So are you gonna tell your husband?
No, he would kill you and me both.
I'm not afraid of him.
Well, you should be. He goes to the rifle range every weekend.
Are you kidding me? He has an affair and what? What am I to you? Just some revenge plot?
No, you know that's not the case.
So why would you do this to me?
I was caught up in a beautiful moment with you. I'm sorry.
I feel a connection to you. A real connection. I mean, I know you do too. I feel it.
And I'm very touched and honored by that, but I've been married for 20 years. I have a daughter. I'm committed to them. It's a whole different world. This would never work.
I've never felt this way before.
Exterior, Veronica's car. Veronica's phone rings. It's Lizzie. When her mom doesn't answer, Lizzie calls her dad. Interior, conference room.
I want to make sure that we're clear on this issue. I am for gun control, but I am not anti-gun. I just want to make sure that they don't fall into the wrong hands. Now, I know this is not a popular issue among our party.
Jake hands the phone to his assistant, Neil, who takes the phone outside.
Hey, Lizzie, it's Neil.
Is my dad around?
No, he's in a meeting. What's up?
I can't reach Mom, and I need a ride.
All right, hang tight. Let me figure something out here, okay?
Just tell him I'll walk.
Well, no. Just text me your address and send you a car, okay? You should be, what, Lizzie? Jesus Christ.
Neil heads back inside to get Jake's attention.
On this particular issue, I want to be the first person to be sorry to interrupt, Jake, in mind.
Yeah, sir. Excuse me one moment. I'll be right back. It's got to be important. Making progress in there.
I am sorry about that, but it's your daughter.
What now?
You look at you. You've got your whole life ahead of you.
Victor shakes his head.
You don't need to be tangled up in the drama of some married woman. You're amazing. And you're going to make some other girl so happy.
Don't you get it? I don't want some other girl. I want you. That's all I want is you.
But I'm not available. I shouldn't have come here. This was a mistake.
And maybe you should have thought of that before you spent the weekend with me, huh? I bared my soul to you. I gave you everything that I have.
Victor sits back.
What are you talking about?
I love you.
Veronica's shocked.
But it's only been 2 days.
Exterior, New Orleans Street, night. Lizzie walks alone. The streets are empty. Her footsteps pound on the sidewalk. She looks a little lost. As she walks in darkness, an ominous figure notices her. He starts to slowly follow. Lizzie sees her dad calling her. She shakes her head and ignores it. She spots the figure following her and quickly keeps moving.
Lizzie, it's Dad. Call me back right away.
The figure continues to follow Lizzie, like a hunter stalking his prey. Jake tries calling Veronica. No answer.
Come on, Ronnie. Pick up.
Interior, Victor's workshop.
We had a wonderful time together. We did, but
That's it. That's all it can be.
That's it?
Really?
I should go.
Oh, you should stay. Let's just talk about this. We can figure out how to get through this. Just...
I gotta leave.
Why would you lead me on? I mean, what the fuck is the matter with you? Don't you give a shit about me?
Think about it. When you first met me, you knew right away that I was taken. So you knew what you were getting into. I thought you were a guy who wanted to have a good time. No strings attached. I've never done this before. I don't know. I'm sorry. I really didn't mean to hurt you.
And now I wish I never met you, okay?
I understand that.
So what now? You're just gonna throw me in the trash? Go home and tell all your rich friends that you went slumming it with some artist for a weekend?
She shakes her head.
Get out of my house.
Goodbye, Victor. I'm truly sorry.
Veronica gets up and heads for the door. Victor stares after her. Veronica looks back but keeps walking, leaving Victor alone. Interior, Veronica's car. Veronica enters, frazzled. After a moment, she begins to silently cry. She takes a deep breath and looks at her phone. She notices the missed calls from her family. Jake calls her again and she answers.
Hi, honey, what's up?
Do you know where Lizzie is?
Yeah, she's at Ellie's.
No, she is not. She's walking home alone.
What?
Yeah, I was just in a meeting. Neil called me out to tell me.
Oh, geez. I think that my ringer was off. I'm so sorry. I'll go get her. Don't worry about it.
Please. And call me the minute you hear from her, okay?
I will.
Thank you.
Jake hangs up. Veronica calls Lizzie.
Lizzie, it's Mommy. Where are you? You have to call me right now.
Veronica starts her car and drives away from Victor's workshop. Exterior, New Orleans Street. Lizzie continues to walk alone. She looks over her shoulder and keeps moving. Someone steps out in front of her, and Lizzie stops. She crosses the street. Interior, Veronica's car. Veronica drives and scours the street, searching for Lizzie. More panicked, Lizzie runs toward a better lit area. Veronica continues to search. Someone runs right past Lizzie, startling her. Veronica spots Lizzie walking alone.
Oh, thank God! Lizzie, get in the car.
No.
Honey, how many times have I told you not to walk alone at night? It's not safe.
I can take care of myself.
Honey, get in the car. Lizzie, now!
Lizzie reluctantly gets inside.
Sorry for yelling. Just worried, okay? Are you all right?
I'm fine.
No, you're not. What's up?
Just leave me alone, all right? I just wish I had a normal life like everybody else.
Oh, look, I'm sorry that we've been so preoccupied with Daddy's campaign.
Everybody thinks I'm a freak. That my dad is some cheating politician. God, it's so embarrassing.
Honey, those are just rumors. I mean, you know, he's running for office and there's a lot of people who don't want to see him elected.
But why would somebody make that up? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, don't people make things up in school to hurt people's feelings? You know, they tell lies, spread rumors.
Well, Mom, I'm not a little kid. I'm not going to fall for your shrink bullshit.
It's not bullshit. The real world is not that different from high school.
Just tell me the truth, all right?
Veronica shakes her head.
Do you really think that your father would have an affair?
I don't know. Did you do something that would have made him?
Of course not.
I'm gonna push you. What did it really feel like to set aside your own political ambition, even though you're a doctor, but clearly had political aspirations, and to take second seat.
Second seat was fine as long as I felt that we were striving towards something as a family, mm-hmm. that we were something real and that we were building together. I think when I discovered that what I had signed up for, this traditional family structure, this traditional marriage with all of its concomitant values and commitments, was not exactly what I thought it was, then I became a little bitter.
Exterior, waterfront, daytime.
You guys ready for the big surprise? Put the phone away, no more texting. Here we go. Close your eyes, close your eyes, honey.
Okay.
Close them, all right. Just follow me. I got you.
We're walking the plank.
We're going to end up in the water. It's going to happen.
No. I got you. All right. Right here. Okay. Ready? And one, two, three. Open your eyes. Ta-da! What do you think? Huh? Is she gorgeous?
What is this?
Jake points at a boat.
It's our getaway, honey.
Are you serious? A boat? Can I go check it out?
Yeah. Go ahead, sweetie. Isn't she great?
It's incredible.
Come on. She's a 33-foot racer cruiser. Watch your step. And boy, is she yar.
I'm on a boat.
I figured we'd take a few days off after the election, sail up the coast. What do you say?
Oh, that would be wonderful. It's been such a long time since we were out in the water together. What's down there?
That is the cabin. You want to check it out?
Absolutely.
All right. Mind your head.
Thank you.
Okay. Here you go, honey.
Lizzie goes down to the cabin. Veronica and Jake sit on the edge of the boat.
You okay?
Yeah. It's nothing. I just,
I'm sorry I snapped at you on the phone the other night. That was wrong of me.
You don't have to apologize.
No, I shouldn't have spoken to you like that. But I worry about you guys, you know? I wish I could always be there to protect you. And I was thinking, maybe we should hire a security detail. What do you think?
I don't know. I think that what Lizzie needs now is normalcy, not more people looking over her shoulder. You know, she needs to feel that we trust her.
Yeah. Yeah. You're probably right. You know more about kids than I do.
They kiss briefly. Interior of Veronica's office. Veronica takes notes on a notepad. Her patient light suddenly comes on. She puts her notes down and heads toward the door. She finds Victor in her waiting room.
Victor? What are you doing here?
You haven't returned my calls.
Right, but I'm busy. I'm working. You shouldn't really be here.
I just wanted to see you.
This is inappropriate. I mean, this is where I work. You can't just show up like this, all right?
Maybe I missed you.
What are you doing?
Uh-huh.
Victor, you should stop.
Victor kisses her neck.
She doesn't want your fantasy, huh?
Come on, stop it.
All right.
Victor starts to hike up her dress. Veronica gives in and kisses him back.
What you want? Is that right?
She bends over her desk.
Miss, you dreamt about this all the time.
She runs her hands through his hair. They kiss passionately. Veronica sees her patient light is on again.
Oh my God, it's my next appointment.
That's all right.
Stop it.
That's
I have to answer the door. I have to answer the door.
It's okay.
I have to answer the door. Stop it.
Be back soon.
She puts on her jacket. Veronica composes herself while Victor lays down on the couch, smiling. Veronica eyes him with frustration and opens her door to find Jake in the lobby.
Hi, I'm Jake Simon, and I'd like your vote.
Hey. What are you doing here?
Well, I was canvassing the neighborhood, and there's only so many doors a guy can get slammed in his face. I was wondering if you wanted to grab lunch and maybe go over the images for the new campaign poster.
He shows her a crop of pictures.
What do you think?
Oh, they're great, honey. They came out great, yeah.
I like them, but Neil's not so sure.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Are you with a patient?
Actually, yeah. It's one of my more difficult cases.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Why don't I just, I'm close to the end anyway. I'll just
rid of him and then be with you.
Okay? Sure.
Yeah.
She heads back to her office. Jake smiles at her.
I'll wait right here.
Great. Victor? All right, here's how it's gonna go. I'm gonna leave, and then you stay for a few minutes, and then you leave, okay?
Well,
what are you doing?
I'm not finished yet.
No. This is not cool. No. It's my husband out there. It's my husband.
Maybe I should go out and say hi, huh?
Oh, come on. Stop it, Victor.
You'd probably like to meet me, right?
No, just stop it. Come on. What are you doing? Why are you acting this way?
I just want to be with you.
Victor, come on. You got to cut it out now. It's just been a few days, okay? You got to cut it out.
Jake waits in the lobby.
Yeah.
This is serious.
Every minute without you is like an eternity when you love someone as much as I love you.
Stop it. Come on.
I love you.
Jesus Christ! Victor, look what you did!
Her stocking is ripped.
That hurt. You be quiet now. Don't smile.
I'm sorry.
Stop it.
I'm really sorry.
Veronica goes to Jake.
Honey, this has turned into a little bit of a crisis case. I don't think I can get away right now.
Victor gets off the couch.
Can I look at those at home?
Yeah, sure, no problem. Okay, I'll see you later.
Okay, bye. Love you too.
Oh, honey, don't forget tennis tonight, 7:00. Bill and Charlotte, don't be late.
I won't.
Okay,
bye.
Jake leaves and Veronica goes back inside her office. Victor looks out the blinds of her office.
Victor, that was very immature of you. You could have ended my marriage.
I think you're doing that just fine on your own.
Excuse me?
Victor stares at her.
You need to go.
Victor kisses her forehead and moves to the door. Veronica is disturbed.
You know where to find me.
Victor smiles and leaves. Exterior, marina. The waters seem calm as the sun sets on the city of New Orleans. The Simons sail their new boat together on the open water. They look like a happy family. Veronica takes a picture of her husband and daughter while Jake helps Lizzie steer the boat. Jake lets go and lets Lizzie drive by herself. As they sail, they don't notice Victor watching from afar. Victor takes a drag from his cigarette, staring intensely at the Simons, and then walks away. Interior interview. Veronica sits against a black background.
Why do you think he did this? Why did Victor do this?
Honest to God, I don't know. I think he was obsessed with what he perceived our life to be. That something was missing in his life and he wanted it. And if he couldn't have it, then he was going to destroy it.
I don't know why you're going hunting again. It's just creepy.
Well, I have to prepare for the governor's hunting trip, honey. All right, I want you to hold this now.
It's heavy.
Yeah, now place the stalk inside your shoulder nice and tight.
Okay.
Put your chin right on the stalk there.
As Veronica cuts vegetables, Jake helps Lizzie hold a gun.
That big tree right over there by the boathouse?
Yeah.
Don't you imagine that's the deer?
Okay.
Sparks fly as Victor uses a blowtorch. He hammers vigorously away on something metallic.
You see the sights?
Uh-huh.
Imagine it. All right. Now, the important thing when you're hunting is to understand what the prey is thinking.
Probably thinking you're dressed pretty silly.
That's not what the deer is thinking.
And what is it thinking, then?
The deer thinks about three things. One, food. Two, am I in danger? And three, making baby deer. Now, put the gun up again. Look down the scope. And remember, with this rifle, you only get three shots before you need to reload.
Okay?
More sparks as Victor uses a power saw on the mysterious object.
But the key is to keep the deer calm. Okay?
Veronica chops more vegetables.
And then when you're ready to fire, you take a deep breath, place your finger on the trigger.
Lizzie aims down the sights of the gun. Veronica accidentally knocks a bowl off the counter.
Oh my god. Oh,
sorry, honey.
Jake. God damn it.
Sorry, honey.
I'll get it.
A frazzled Veronica moves to answer the door. Roses and a card lay on the doorstep. Veronica sees them and picks up the card. It reads, "Meet me at the studio tomorrow, 6 p.m. I have to show you something." Veronica angrily bangs on Victor's door. He rushes to it and opens it.
Come on in, get out of the rain.
Interior, Victor's workshop.
You should not have come to my work. You should not be calling me, and you should definitely not reach out to me at home.
I was just having fun. I mean, how are you ever going to forgive me?
Stop it. I just came here so that you would know that this is over. This has to stop.
Let's just grab a drink. Come on.
I don't want a drink. Victor, I want you to understand that this is over. Why are you doing this?
Why am I doing this? It's because I love you.
You need to let it go, okay? It's over.
We have something special, Veronica. I mean, don't you feel that? This is once in a lifetime stuff.
I will not let you destroy my marriage.
Victor is shocked.
Destroy your marriage? He cheated on you. You cheated on him. I mean,
Victor is shocked.
Why'd he cheat? Why'd you cheat? Why are you here? I mean, come on. Just think about it. Just come look. I have a surprise for you.
Veronica eyes him suspiciously.
Just one little surprise, all right?
Then I'm leaving.
All right, then you can leave. Come on.
Victor takes her hand and leads her to an object covered by a sheet. Victor removes it to reveal a strange female metal statue.
That's how you see me.
Veronica, you're consuming my thoughts. I mean, all I do is think about you. You don't like it? I mean, you say you want to help people, but it seems that you're hell-bent on trying to hurt me.
The last thing I wanted to do was hurt anybody, especially you.
All I do is think about different ways I can kill myself.
Don't say that, Victor.
If I did, it'd be your fault. You understand that, right?
I can help you with the proper treatment and maybe some medication. You'll feel more balanced.
I don't want any more medication or treatments. I want you. You is what I want.
That is not possible.
Why?
Because you can't. And now I'm going to leave. Okay, Victor? You need to accept that.
No,
I'm
you're not, all right? Look,
stop
I want
it, stop
you.
It.
I want
no,
you. Okay?
No,
listen to me.
No.
You're my soulmate. You're part
no,
of me
I'm
now.
I'm not your soulmate. I'm not.
Stop.
I'm not.
Stop fighting me. Stop fighting me.
Let me go. I'm going to scream.
Scream.
I'm gonna
scream.
Scream. Stop it.
Veronica cries.
I love you, not him. He doesn't give a shit about you. You can't see love until it's looking at you in the face. Look at me. I love you.
Please let me go, Victor. Stop, Victor. Stop it. Please don't.
Victor drags Veronica off screen.
Just tell me you love me. Just tell me you love me. Say it. Please say it.
Interior interview. Veronica sits against a black background.
And when did you first learn about the danger in him?
A short while after I had purchased the sculpture, and in such a way kind of, in some way involved Victor in our lives tangentially, a good friend and colleague of mine called who had treated him before at the VA hospital for emotional and mental issues, perhaps relating to his time in the service, perhaps not, and warned me that she felt he was developing a dangerous obsession with Jake and our family. And that came as a complete surprise to me. But I really didn't think that it would lead to anything. You know, you sometimes develop political stalkers. You have people who become obsessed with you, but they don't...
Wait. The moment your colleague says that he's obsessed with you, you don't call the cops at first?
Interior, Harper's house. Veronica sits, disturbed and scared.
It made me feel like anything could happen. You know, it was so... I haven't felt that way in such a long time, and I guess I just wanted male attention. I don't know. It was stupid. I'm really scared, Harper.
I think you need to tell Jake and go to the police.
I can't risk the press finding out. I mean, it could derail Jake's campaign. I mean, he's had enough scandal already. Is there any way that I could see your files? Is there any history of aggressive behavior or anything like that?
Anything you need.
What if you put down in writing that he's obsessed with me and my family and that he's made threats to me and Jake?
Yes, and I already have that he has a potential violent streak.
Okay, that's good. So if he does anything more, we could just use your records to have him committed, which will buy us some time until at least after the election.
I'm gonna add all this into the file, okay? But you have to promise me to stay away from that guy. Don't respond to him. Don't acknowledge him. And for God's sake, don't see him again. Ever. That's the worst possible thing you can do with a guy like that, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let me get through this.
Veronica and Harper hug.
It's gonna be okay.
Well, you have to assess whether this is someone who presents any threat to your family or not. And I honestly, at the time, I didn't know the level of his obsession. You know, there are people that want to get your autograph. There are people that want to wear your clothes. There's other people that want to kill you. I did not realize he was the latter.
Exterior, Simon residence, dusk. Veronica walks toward her husband at the dock.
Hey, honey. What are you doing down here?
Hey, Victor, this is my wife, Ronnie.
Victor stands and smiles.
We met down at the range. Man, can this guy shoot. What an eye. Bullseye every time.
Army was good for one thing.
Yeah, and I told him all about our plumbing problems down here at the boathouse. And guess what? He offered to fix it for free. How cool is that?
Very.
Veronica forces a smile.
Sorry, but have we met before?
I don't think so.
No, I think we have. I think the art benefit a couple weeks ago. You bought my sculpture.
Wait, the one in the living room? That piece? That's yours?
Oh.
Oh, man, I love that. That's awesome.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Lizzie walks up.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, sweetheart. Victor, this is our daughter, Lizzie. Lizzie, Victor. Hey, you remember you wanted to get some more art classes?
Yeah.
You know that piece in the living room, the torso with the TV set?
Uh-huh.
That's Victor's.
No way.
Yeah.
It's a great piece.
Thank you.
Hey, maybe you could invite her down to your studio for some classes.
I'd love that.
No, she's got so much on her plate already with dance and school. Honey, I don't think it's a good idea.
Oh, honey, we could fit it in both schedules.
Don't worry about it, all right? You just let me know, all right, if you change your mind. I'll leave you to your family.
Thanks, Victor. Appreciate it. Thanks for the help.
I'll see you at the range. You want me to grab that?
No, I got it.
You got it?
Yeah, man. Thanks.
Good night.
Bye.
All right. Take care, man.
Victor walks away.
What a great guy.
Interior, Victor's workshop. Victor hammers on a piece of art. Veronica bangs on his door. Victor removes his gloves and answers.
Veronica, what a pleasant surprise.
She sprays him with pepper spray.
Oh, fuck you!
Oh, look, I'm part of your family now, all right? You're gonna have to accept that.
No, you are not, and you never will be.
Come on, you're mine now.
She knees him, gives another spray, and exits, leaving Victor on the floor. Interior, Veronica's office, night. Veronica walks alone to her car in a parking garage. Veronica moves through the parking garage, looking for her vehicle.
Veronica
stops and looks around. She sees nothing but an empty garage. Veronica starts walking faster than before.
Veronica.
She looks over her shoulder.
Veronica.
She starts to run.
Veronica. Veronica. I'm sorry. Are you okay?
She runs into a stranger. She keeps moving. The stranger looks after her, then proceeds to his car. Veronica sees her own car and runs towards it. She opens the door and gets inside. She takes a deep breath. Victor sits in the back seat, scaring her. He lights a cigarette.
You destroy my life. I destroy yours.
Please. I'll give you money. I'll give you a lot of money if you just leave me alone. Please, you can focus on your art. You can go back to school. You can
do whatever. You rich fucking bitch. You think you can buy and sell people? You don't own me.
I didn't mean it that way. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean it that way. I'm
just... I don't want to have to hurt you, but you're leaving me no choice here.
Well, you don't have to hurt me. You don't have to hurt me.
I love you.
Veronica runs from her car screaming. She flags down the stranger she saw earlier. The stranger stops his car. When he gets out, Veronica tells him what happened, and the stranger goes to investigate. As they approach, no one's there. Victor is gone, leaving nothing but his smoldering cigarette behind. Exterior, marina. The boat is sunk.
What the fuck? Huh? What kind of maniac would sink a boat?
Oh my god, it's so crazy. It's like 10 feet underwater. It looks like a pirate ship. Yeah, I've never seen my dad this angry before.
He's just a man.
I don't know why I find this so funny.
Lizzie, can you get over here, please?
Yeah, my dad's yelling at me. I gotta run. See you tonight. Can't wait.
Veronica eyes her daughter with concern. Interior, masquerade party. Guests mingle at an elegant costume party. People in formal attire and masks laugh and sip champagne. People are having a good time. Artists paint pictures. A band plays live music. It's a jazzy affair. Veronica and Jake arrive at the gate, both in masks.
Hey, Councilman and Mrs. Simon.
Veronica spots Victor in a mask of his own, but he disappears behind a pillar.
What is it?
I don't know. I'm a little off tonight.
I won't stay tonight, promise, okay?
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
They walk together through the party until Neil spots them.
Jake! Veronica!
Perfect time.
Hey, Neil, how are you?
Hey, good. You remember Richard and Mary Thompson?
Hi, Mary. Hey, how you doing? Richard, how you doing?
Veronica, you're looking amazing as always.
Doesn't she? She's beautiful.
And the Pattersons, Keith and Jake.
Hey, Jake, great to see you.
How are you? Hey, Jenny, how you been?
I didn't even recognize you.
Veronica!
Doesn't she?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the toxins I worry about.
So are you really going on the governor's hunting trip?
Absolutely.
How do I get that invite?
Be more important.
Veronica spots Victor in a crowd talking to Harper. Veronica excuses herself from Jake and heads over to them. She tries to make her way through the crowd, but he's gone. Veronica scans the crowd of masked individuals, looking for Victor, but to no avail. Veronica approaches Harper and taps her.
What? Who were you talking to?
I was talking to John. John. This is my friend Veronica. Veronica?
Hi, Veronica.
John.
Veronica's confused.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just paranoid. Good to meet you. I'll see you later.
Okay.
Have fun.
You look beautiful.
You too.
Veronica continues to scan the crowd for any sign of Victor.
Dr. Simon, I hope you're enjoying your new sculpture.
starts to become disoriented.
Monday morning in the office.
Excuse me one second.
Yeah, honey, what?
Listen, honey, I think I got Bill on the hook with a half an elf again. Just give me 5 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm telling you, next Tuesday, I book the course.
The room starts spinning for Veronica, turning into some twisted nightmare. Things start to become blurry for Veronica. She leans back against a pillar. Victor's there, in the distance, walking toward her. She closes her eyes and shakes her head. She opens her eyes to find Jake.
Honey, you okay? You okay?
No, I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm really sick. Can we go home, please? I don't want to stay here any longer. Okay, thanks.
Neil. Get the car.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, it's fine. Just get the car.
Okay.
Jake and Veronica move toward the exit. Veronica gives a last look around the masquerade party. They walk right by Victor, but don't notice him. Interior, Simon residence. Veronica brings laundry to Lizzie's room.
Oh, Liz, come on.
Veronica organizes some messy clothes. She grabs a jacket out of a drawer, and a picture falls out. Veronica picks it up. It's a Polaroid of a scantily clad Lizzie. It looks like one of Victor's.
Where are you, pathetic piece of shit?
Veronica breaks into Victor's house with a pipe.
Come on out, you coward! Oh my god.
Veronica sees another metal statue next to hers. It's of a young girl. Underneath it are more pictures. Veronica drops the pipe and looks at the pictures. They're all of Lizzie in different states of undress. As she eyes the photos, she grows horrified.
Jesus Christ.
She looks at the statue. She pockets the photos and grabs the pipe. She starts smashing the statues and doesn't stop until there's nothing but dust. Victor stands behind her.
Veronica?
She smacks him with the pipe and he crumbles to the floor.
Go ahead. Just finish it. Kill me.
She raises the pipe.
I'm gonna tell him everything about you and me and Lizzie! Everything!
Victor cries.
If you were the last man on earth, I would never love you! I hate you! You deserve to spend the rest of your pathetic life alone!
Veronica goes to swing again, but can't do it. She lowers the pipe and leaves him, a broken, crying mess on the floor. Interior, Simon residence. Jake is dressed in hunting gear.
I just have a really bad feeling right now. I don't want to be alone.
You're not alone. You're with Lizzie. Girl time.
I know, but I really need to talk to you about something.
You have to get going, Jake.
Okay, I'll be right there.
All right.
Can we talk later?
I want to keep the cover going.
I just wish that this trip was not this weekend.
You know how important this is to my campaign. Lizzie, come say goodbye, honey.
Have a great trip, honey.
All right, look after Mom while I'm away, okay?
Sure thing.
Oh, someone's finally in a good mood.
Veronica frowns.
What? What is it?
It's nothing, nothing. Just be really, really careful, okay? Be really, really safe, and then you come back as fast as you can.
Honey, you worry too much, okay? I'm gonna be fine. I'll text you as soon as I get there, okay?
Okay.
They kiss.
Yeah.
Veronica watches Jake leave and get into the car. As he does, the back window rolls down, revealing Victor, who smiles, and the car drives away. She runs after the car, but it doesn't stop.
Jake! Jake! Jake, wait! Jake! 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 Jake!
Interior, Simon residence.
Come on, Jake, why aren't you picking up?
She tries calling Jake.
Oh, damn it. Pick up.
Veronica barges into Lizzie's room.
Knock much?
Veronica throws down the pictures.
Where did you find this?
Who took those?
None of your business.
Tell me.
My boyfriend.
What boyfriend?
Victor. My boyfriend. We're dating, all right?
All this can't be happening.
He loves me, Mom.
You have no idea what you're talking about. He is a very dangerous person.
He's not dangerous. He treats me like a princess.
Why haven't you told me anything about this? Why haven't you said anything?
Well, you've been acting so weird lately. I figured you'd get all mad and everything. Because I was right.
Do you even know how old he is? I mean, this is statutory rape.
Oh my God, Mom, he didn't rape me. Why are you making such a big deal about this? Dad likes him.
Dad doesn't like him as your boyfriend. Why would you let someone take pictures of you like this? I mean, what if they fall into the wrong hands?
There is nothing wrong with these pictures. They're art, Mom.
This is insane. Did you have sex with him?
Why do you hate me so much?
I don't hate you. I love you, Lizzie. I'm trying to protect you. Did he have sex with you?
Lizzie gets up from her bed.
Just leave me alone, all right? Get out!
She runs to her bathroom and shuts the door. Veronica leaves and dials a friend.
Hey, Charlotte, it's Veronica. I'm so sorry it's so early, but I have a bit of an urgent situation. Do you know where the boys are staying? Okay, can you text that to me? Thank you so much.
Interior, hunting cabin.
We want to thank you for getting up at the crack of dawn and taking time away from your Senate campaign to come out here and join us, Jake.
Thank you, Governor. Definitely needed a break. You remember my campaign manager, Neil Bolin?
Oh, hell yeah, I sure do. How you, Neil?
Good. I volunteered for you in 07.
That's right, you did. We sure gave him what for, didn't we?
We certainly did.
My good friend, Victor. Former Army, best shot I've ever seen.
Oh.
Big fan of yours, sir.
Well, that's always good to hear. Always nice to meet a fellow vet.
Likewise.
Well, Jim, what do you say we split it up into teams and make this interesting? Put some money on it.
Sure, so long as Victor's on my team.
Oh, hey, Jake, yeah, why don't you take Marcus, too? He'd be a hell of an asset to your campaign. Plus, he could use the practice. Hell, if this kid's as good a shot as you say he is, I gotta handicap you some kind of way.
All right, you can have Bill, and now we're even.
Hey, now, come on.
So what's the wager, Governor?
Well, what do you say we make it 1,000?
Are you sure about that? Because our team is unbeatable.
Yeah, thanks to your secret weapon.
Everyone's got to have one, Governor.
Son, you sound more and more like a senator every day. Just remember what our esteemed former governor, Edwin Edwards, used to say. Hell, the only way they could stop you now is they found you in bed with a dead girl or a live boy. All right, gentlemen, come on. The hunt is on.
Cheers.
Exterior, street. Veronica speeds along the road in her car.
Jake, please call me back. Please, it's urgent. Damn it.
Exterior, forest. Jake and Victor walk in a group.
You start sculpting before or after the service?
Mostly after.
I have no artistic bone in my body whatsoever. My wife complains I haven't tried, but trust me, it isn't there.
Don't worry about that, Jake. There are very few artists in the Senate anyway.
There's definitely some bullshit artists, that's for sure.
Guess that makes us all Picasso.
So, Victor, as an artist, you must get a lot of girls, right?
I do all right.
Anyone special?
There's one I can't quite get my mind off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's funny, smart, beautiful, and everything you could want.
Lucky man.
Yeah, lucky man.
Victor smiles at Jake.
Sorry, guys. My asthma's really getting to me. All the allergens up here. Maybe I should call a doctor.
There's no cell service out here.
Jake checks his phone.
Yeah, you're right about that.
All right, I'll stay here with Marcus, and you guys go on ahead. We'll catch up.
You sure?
Yeah.
Victor stands up.
Okay.
This way.
Jake and Victor head off into the woods alone together. Exterior cabin. Veronica arrives and gets out of her car. Exterior, forest, daytime. Jake and Victor walk along an old bridge. Victor obsessively stares at Jake as he walks behind him. Jake looks as happy as can be. Victor continues to stare at Jake. Jake looks back at Victor and smiles. Victor smiles back. They stop in the middle of the bridge as Jake admires the view. Victor continues to stare at the back of Jake's head. Jake removes his gun and hands it to Victor. Victor takes it. Jake reaches into his pocket and pulls out a phone to snap a picture. Victor looks at him with hatred in his eyes. After Jake's done taking a photo, he puts the phone back inside and continues to admire the view. Victor's finger twitches near the trigger.
Ask you a personal question. Did you cheat on your wife?
You know, the press will say anything these days. But I won't lie to you. There are times when I miss the freedom of youth.
Why not start over?
Yeah.
Now there's a thought.
Jake takes his gun back and continues walking. Victor follows. Exterior, forest. Veronica runs frantically through the trees, calling Jake's name.
Jake! Jake! Where are you?
Exterior, forest.
It'd be humiliating to come back completely empty-handed.
I can't believe we haven't seen it tonight.
Jake and Victor spot a deer in the distance. The deer looks up. Jake cautiously approaches. Victor aims his gun from behind him. Jake slowly raises his gun and points it at the deer. Victor's scope drifts from the deer to the back of Jake's head.
Watch out, Jake!
Ronnie?
Veronica points at Victor, who still has his gun pointed at Jake.
Victor, what are you doing?
I think you should ask your wife.
Victor.
What's she talking about? What are you doing here?
Victor. Victor, please put down the gun.
Victor doesn't move.
Not until you tell him.
Come on, Victor.
Look, Victor, put the gun down, all right? We're all adults here. Let's talk.
Don't move!
Jake stops.
Tell him!
Tell me what?
Jake. Jake, honey, I and Victor.
We're in love, Jake. Look, I'm sorry to break it to you out here, buddy.
That's not true.
Jake turns angry.
You fuck him.
It's not like that. It's not.
It's exactly like that! You loved every second of it.
Is it true? Ronnie? Is it true?
Jake, honey.
Just answer the goddamn question! Yes or no!
It was just a weekend fling. It meant nothing. You know that I love you.
Why are you lying to him?
Stop pointing the gun at my husband, you fucking maniac!
Jake walks toward Victor.
All right. You know what? You goddamn son of a bitch. Put the gun down. Let's go. You and me. Come on.
You decided to man up.
Yeah.
You don't have the balls to do this.
Please, oh, yeah?
Can't satisfy your wife.
Oh, come on, guys. No, don't do this. He's really dangerous, Jake. You don't understand.
Fucking interns, huh? Is that what's going on?
Oh, no. No, Jake, please.
Huh? Come on, that's all you got? Huh? Maybe you're fucking some college boy, is that it?
Stop! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
Veronica fires the gun in the air and points it at Victor.
What are you doing?
Don't you move, or I will shoot you in the head! Honey, can you get up and walk to me?
Jake spits out blood.
Fucking asshole.
All right, I'm gonna keep this gun trained on him until we figure out what to do.
How could you do this to us? To me and Lizzie? How?
I'm sorry. I made a mistake, but we can't let it destroy everything. Victor is obsessed with us. He's unstable. He's obsessed with our whole family, even Lizzie. Harper has the evidence.
Bullshit!
You convinced him to let you come on this hunting trip so that you could hurt him or kill him!
So what are you gonna do, shoot me?
It would look like a hunting accident.
Honey, what are you talking about?
Think about it.
Seriously?
He's not gonna stop until we get rid of him.
Honey, just think about this.
You think about it.
Hey, what's going on? Is you guys back in here?
Jake grabs the gun from Veronica and Victor makes a run for it.
Veronica, what are you doing here?
I tried to call his cell, but I guess there's no reception. There's been an accident.
Yeah, my mom, she fell down. She's all right, but I should really, really get back to town.
What the hell happened to your face? Where's Victor?
Victor and I, we had a disagreement.
Okay, that's not funny.
No, it turns out he's not as big a supporter as I thought. He headed back to camp.
Yeah, you know, boys will be boys. I married a tough guy.
let's go back and find the governor and thank him for the trip, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you're gonna wanna clean that up.
Veronica scans the forest, but Victor's gone. Exterior forest. Victor walks along a dirt road. A car approaches and he signals for it to stop. Victor gets inside and the car starts driving. Interior, Veronica's car. Veronica and Jake drive home.
Can't believe you fucked that fucking psycho. I mean, how could you, really?
Listen, we have worse problems.
What could be fucking worse than this?
Look in my purse.
What? What's in your purse?
Jake pulls out the photos of Lizzie.
What the fuck is this?
Victor's targeting Lizzie.
What the fuck? You fucking let this guy fuck our daughter?
You introduced him. You practically pushed her into his arms.
Oh,
why did
you
go take lessons?
Now? Oh,
take
right.
Art lessons
my
at the fault. Grown
you
psycho's
fucked this
house.
Psycho and now it's my fault. He's fucked our daughter. Oh right, God. Stop the car. Stop the fucking car. Pull over.
Where's my fucking phone?
That's it.
What are you doing?
I'm calling the fucking cops.
You
what do you think
call
I'm fucking
them.
Doing?
What are you going to say to them?
I'm going to tell them this motherfucker raped our daughter.
Do you know what that's gonna do to her?
Ronnie, knock it off!
Look, why don't we go with your private security idea? Can you just get off the phone? Just hear me out. You could call them back if you don't agree. Listen, what if we hire a private security team like you suggested, and then if he comes after us, they take care of him discreetly. It's done. And she's safe. She's the best thing we ever did, and we gotta take care of her.
Jake contemplates his options.
Go ahead, drive. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'll go with your plan. If I find this guy first, I'm gonna blow his fucking brains out! And it's not gonna be a hunting accident either.
Great.
Interior, Simon residence. Lizzie goes to the door.
Victor, what are you doing here?
I just needed to see you.
What's going on?
Tell me you love me.
I love you.
Tell me you love me.
I love you.
They kiss.
You love me.
Yes, of course.
Trust me, then. Get me away from you. Look, I'm gonna keep you safe.
Victor, you're scaring me.
Look, everything's fine.
Jake and Veronica enter the house and start looking around.
Lizzie! Lizzie!
I'll check upstairs.
Lizzie!
Lizzie? Jake, he's got her! They're headed to the boathouse!
Lizzie! Come on, Lizzie!
They chase after Victor and arrive at the dock. Victor has a knife to Lizzie's throat.
Put the knife down! Ball
killer, you understand?
Please!
Please!
Put it down!
Don't
do anything to her! Don't hurt her!
Put the gun down or I'll split her throat!
Swear to God, I'll kill you!
Jake, stop it!
Let her go!
Jake, put the gun down!
Put the gun down! You understand?
Oh my God! Put the gun down, Jake! Put the gun down!
All right, all right!
Kill her!
All right.
Kill her!
Okay, don't hurt.
Down!
All right, I'm putting it down, okay? Putting it down. Don't hurt her. This gun's down.
Alright.
Back up! Back up! Back up! Back up!
Right. Just be cool.
Don't do anything!
Victor reaches for the gun, but Lizzie bites his hand. Victor and Jake dive for the gun, but it points right at Jake's head. Jake falls back, dead. Everyone is shocked. Nobody can comprehend the situation. Veronica grieves over Jake's body. Victor and Lizzie cry.
You killed him! No!
Come on!
No!
I'm sorry.
Oh my God. Please.
Just stay away from us!
Don't do anymore, please. We don't want any more bloodshed, right? It's not what you want. This isn't you. You didn't mean to do that. I know you didn't.
No! I didn't want to!
She did nothing wrong. She's a good girl.
I loved you and you just threw me away like trash! I loved you!
I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry.
Look what you've done! Look what you've done to your girl!
You were right about everything you said about us. We're not good. We've hurt a lot of people, both of us, but not her. Lizzie's good. Her heart is pure. She never did anything to you.
You lied to me.
I know, and I'm sorry. But please don't make her suffer for this.
She loves me. Please. You don't love me. She loves me.
I do love you. Please let her go. Let me take her place. You could do anything to me. You could kill me. I don't care. No. Just let her go. No. Okay, so let me come to you. Let me come to you. I love you.
No.
I'm sorry.
Come here. Come here, sweetheart. Come on.
No. 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 No.
Victor releases Lizzie and grabs Veronica.
I'm so sorry.
I loved you. All I wanted was your love.
No, but I see the hurt boy inside, and you didn't deserve so much pain. I'm not going to abandon you anymore.
I promise.
I love you. I love you. I know your heart is good.
Tell me you love me.
I love you. We don't need this anymore. We don't need this anymore. We don't need that. I love you, and I want to be with you if you'll have me. Can we go away together? Can we run away?
Let's go.
Change our lives. We'll go start over anywhere. We'll be anything we want to be. All right. I love you.
Get on the boat.
Let's go. I'm going.
Get on.
Be careful. Okay. All right.
Don't leave me.
I won't leave you. I won't leave you.
Lizzie suddenly shoots Victor in the stomach. Victor falls back, holding his wound.
Oh,
Veronica cries. Victor coughs up blood. Veronica goes to Lizzie and holds her.
Lizzie. Mama did this, okay? Not you. Mama shot him, all right? That's what we're going to tell everybody. This is not on you. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Veronica and Lizzie huddle and cry in each other's arms. Interior interview. Veronica sits against a black background.
If you had the opportunity right now, what would you say to Victor? The killer of your husband?
It's a little scary for me. I haven't done that yet. I suppose that might be healing in some fashion to address him. I would want him to know the value of the person that he took off the face of this earth. I would want him to know what Jake was. And what he took away from our daughter. But I'm trying in my heart to forgive him. It's a slow process because, you know, we can never take back what has happened. But I would want him to know that I don't see him as entirely to blame and that there is help and there's redemption possible for everyone. And that one day I hope that he heals and that he can find his own happiness in some fashion, you know, that he gets the proper treatment he needs and moves on from this, just as we hope that we can move on from this.
You suffered in more ways than any of us can imagine. And yet through this tragedy, you honor Jake's memory. You continued the campaign that he began. You won the election. And you became United States Senator of the state of Louisiana. Let's show that clip from the acceptance speech.
First, I stood up to my husband's killer to protect my family.
Veronica looks toward Lizzie.
And now, I will stand up for you to protect yours. I will use my position to honor the memory of my husband and the memory of all of those lost to violence in our state. Thank you very much.
Well, I know that this was not an easy interview. The public has been wanting to hear this personal side of the story from you for a long time, and I can't thank you enough for giving me that opportunity to get to know you, to hear your story, and to be inspired by you.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Senator Veronica Simon.
Mother, doctor, leader, survivor. Thank you.
Thank you.
Interior prison cell. Victor watches the interview from a small TV inside his cell.
Bernard, you got a visitor.
Victor gets up. Escorted by a guard, a handcuffed Victor walks through a prison, distraught. The guard leads into a door. The guard opens it for him, and Victor walks through. It closes behind him. He walks to a visiting booth. On the other side of the glass is Veronica. Victor sits down. They pick up their phones.
How have you been, Victor?
Saw you on TV. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what now?
Veronica looks down.
I came to see how you're holding up.
That's not what you're going to tell the reporters waiting outside, is it? You're going to tell them you came here to forgive me. That I'm not an evil person, that I'm a victim.
You are a victim of a system that failed you.
You targeted me.
Excuse me.
You devised a plan and I was your puppet. I got issues and you manipulated me.
And why would I do that?
Jake's sagging poll numbers. Your own political ambition, the emptiness in your heart. Betrayal, pain, loneliness.
Veronica grows more serious.
I don't know. But you had Doc Harper adjust my records, showing my obsession with you. I was a former military, and you're the one who told me about Jake. You told me I'd find him at the range. You knew he'd invite me on the hunting trip as soon as he saw me shoot. And you knew that I'd kill him so that we could be together. The thing I can't figure out is, why'd you stop me? Why'd you come to the forest? It's because you found out about Lizzie and I, right?
Veronica stares at him coldly.
That wasn't part of your plan, was it? But you got what you wanted, didn't you, Senator? You won.
I lost my husband. My daughter lost her father.
And I'm in here!
Veronica doesn't avert her gaze.
You had to feel something for me. Tell me you felt something, please. Just tell me you felt something. You had to feel something.
What I feel for you is extreme pity. That you're not following your treatment, that you're not compliant, and that you continue to delude yourself with this ridiculous fantasy. That somehow you had a relationship with me, some kind of relationship, and some absurd murder plot. The sooner you debunk yourself of these fantasies, the sooner you will be on your way to recovery.
Victor starts to cry.
You did this to me. Tell me the truth. You did this to me.
I'm sorry, Victor. This is goodbye.
Veronica, tell me the truth. Tell me the truth.
Veronica hangs up the phone. Cast: Veronica Simon, Mira Savino, Jake Simon, Carrie Elways, Victor Bernard, Christopher Backus, Lizzie Simon, Catherine McNamara. Appear on a black background.